praise. Amen. And has God been good to anyone in here? From what I can tell, God has been good to all of us. And if he's been good to all of us, we all ought to be giving God some praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning excited because we're in your presence. Excited because we know you're going to feed us from your table of righteousness. Excited because we know you're going to share your power with us. Excited because you're going to be everything that we need. Master, we lift up our hands and we give you praise today because you are the God of all. You are the all-powerful. You are the all-knowing. And Master, you don't just keep your power to yourself, but you give your power unto your people. So we come this morning and say thank you for your presence. And while we're here, Master, give us everything that we need. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Every heart say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn 511.
Thank you.
the Lord with all of my soul and with all that is within me. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Master, our God, the one who super rules, who needs no help, the one who can stand all by himself, the one who can speak things into existence, who can take clay and form it and shape it and breathe breath into its nostril and call it life and call it an image of himself. We come to you this morning, Master, realizing that because of you, we are blessed. Because of you, we have the lives that we have. Because of you, everything that we have has been given unto us, not by our own accomplishment, but by your loving kindness. So this morning, we just want to offer up a little bit of thanks because you've been so good to us. As we so stated so far in this service, we realize that we are truly blessed. When we look back over our lives and think about the hills that you brought us over, the valleys that you helped us crawl through, we all can say thank you. Master, because there's been time where we've been without, but you made a way. Master, there's been time when we struggled, but you made the way easy for us. So we come this morning to say thank you. Master, some of us come out of households where we didn't have food on the table. Some of us had lights turned off, and some of us didn't have enough clothes of our own, but we had to share them with our brothers and our sisters. But we can stand now and say that we have everything that we need. So we come this morning to say, thank you, sir, because you've been just that good. When we think about all the things that we have gone through and we're still yet standing, we can say thank you. Master, you've been such a good God. You've been such a loving God and such a kind God. All we can offer up to you is a word of thanks. So this morning we come to say thank you for everything. And Master, not only what you've already done, but what you're going to do for us in the future. We come now to offer praise because we believe that you're going to work whatever it is that we may face in the future. You're going to work it out for us. So we come this morning, Master, with a heart that's filled of joy, hearts that's filled with excitement, because we know we have a true God who's all powerful and who can do all things but fail us. We come this morning, Master, to say thank you for being our God. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now ask that the officer will come for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Oh,
God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for that which has been given here today. And we pray, Master, that we use it to uplift and to build your kingdom. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Thank you. our babies a hand clap of praise. Come on, we can do better than that. I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Say, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yeah. You see, in order to win this fight, I've got to give God all that is right. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. My mountains get high, I live for Jesus. My valleys get low, I live for Jesus. My way gets dark, I live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yeah. The Lord's been so good to me. Oh, I like the way He set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live with Jesus. Somebody here, yeah, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus all of their days. Oh, yeah. The Lord's been so good to me. Oh, I like the way He set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus. Help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Lord's been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening He set me free. See, I've got a mind for Jesus all of my days. Like I told the leadership, that song helped to bring me over. And that song means something to me. When I was lost and couldn't find my way, trouble on every hand, felt like I couldn't do anything right. Everything that I put my hand to faltered. I couldn't find rest. I couldn't find peace. But that song spoke to me and told me if I just keep on pushing, if I keep my mind on Him, one day, by and by, all the storms, all the clouds will be behind me. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Because I know I'm not the only one He told that to. Now, glory be to God. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to me back to Psalms 23. I know someone may be asking, Pastor, how many messages are you going to pull out of this one song? Amen. I got about 20 more. Amen. Psalms 23, and this is the part 3 of our series of preaching of the 23rd number of Psalm. It reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Once again, my proposition is still the same. My proposition for you, if you don't remember anything else or don't learn anything else out of this message or out of these series of preaching, is that it is because of your personal, let me say that again, it's because of your personal relationship with Jesus you will experience joy. In part one and two of this series of preaching, we talked about the canonical context of this psalm, how it is connected to Psalms 22, which talks about pain and suffering, and how it's connected to Psalms 24, which talks about the joy of knowing and experiencing the power of God. And then we exegete the first stanza of this psalm to show the power and result of having a covenant relationship with Jesus. We stated that a covenant relationship is a loving commitment between two parties who are responsible for and accountable to each other. Today, we want to continue to look at the goodness of our shepherd. And we are going to exegete this second stanza to show just how good of a shepherd he is. And because David helps us to see that he has all power, David says in that second stanza, he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now, it's interesting to see David write this from the viewpoint of a sheep, knowing that David was one of the greatest defenders of Israel. He was known as a warrior king. In 1 Samuel 18 and 7, the women of Israel wrote songs about how great David was. They sung songs that saying Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his tens of thousands. So David was well known as a great warrior. When he was between the ages of 13 and 16, he had more courage than any man in Israel. He was the only one that had enough courage to stand before a 9-foot giant who cursed Israel with his mouth. David, at that young age of 13 or 14 or 15 or 16, had enough courage to stand with the power of God and claim that God would give him victory today. And David took a rock, not a sword, but he took a rock and a slingshot, and slew the giant. Anybody know that a rock was staying with us because he stood with us all ages? Anybody know the rock that we're talking about? Anybody know that the rock that David picked up was not just no ordinary rock? He picked up the anointing of God, and he slew the giant because he trusted in his creator. David was well known to be powerful. David was well known to be strong. But we see him in this stanza refer to himself as a sheep. And when we look at how the Bible describes sheep, they consider sheep to be dumb, directness, and defenseless. But when we look at David in the earthly realm, he fits none of these characteristics because he was powerful, innovative, and conquering. But David realized there was more than just an earthly realm. He realized there's a spiritual realm. And in the spiritual realm, David, just like us, a dumb, directless, and defenseless. And I hear you saying, well, Pastor, how can you say that I'm dumb, directless, and defenseless? Because we can't see in the spiritual realm. We don't know what's coming before us. We don't have an idea what storms are brewing. We can't see what's going on in our lives. And because of that, we I guess you can say, a dawn, because we're ignorant to what's coming down the road. As good as I feel right now, I could drop dead in the next second. If the Father see fit to be so, we have no idea what's coming. And David realized that no matter how great he is, when we look at his earthly prowess, when it comes to spiritual things, he's weak. Now, just like all of us, when it comes to spiritual things, we are weak. And many of us, because we can't touch nor sense or taste or smell what's in our lives to come that's spiritual, we have resorted to the fact that it doesn't exist. How can you say that, Reverend? I can tell by how some of you act. I can tell by how some of us respond. I can tell by how some of us carry ourselves. We truly don't believe that there's something that's more than us.
That's right.
Because if we did, we would be different. We'll be more respectful, more courteous, more nice. I know English teachers, don't get me. I just Robinsonized that phrase. But we'll be different people. We'll be considerate of others. We'll be more loving. We'll be more kind, because we'll realize that we need each other. Because we surely don't know what we have coming down the road. No matter how much money we have, no matter where we are in our life, we truly don't know. And the only way that we can have an idea is we submit ourselves wholeheartedly and completely to our Lord and Savior. David says, Pastor, I got all the money in the world. I'm the leader of the greatest kingdom in this world. But I still understand that there's something way more powerful than me. I still realize I must submit myself to him. And if I submit myself to him, then he would do something for me that would give me power. That would give me the ability to see things that can't be seen. Did y'all hear what I just said? He would give you the ability to see things that can't be seen and to sense things that can't be sensed. Have you ever been somewhere you can just feel that something wasn't right? That wasn't you. That was God.
Amen.
Trying to warn you that something is coming. Something that you are not prepared for is about to happen. And you need to prepare yourself. Well, David realized that as sheep, we don't have the ability to prepare ourselves without God. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 6 and 10 that we must clothe ourselves with the goodness of God. He says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It didn't say in the power of your own might.
Amen.
And it didn't say be strong in yourself. It says be strong in the Lord and be powerful in his might. And the only way that you can do this, you must put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then in verse 12 it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. As a sheep, you can't conquer any of that by yourself.
That's right.
But when you have a good shepherd with you, that good shepherd will clothe you in all that you need to make you more powerful than that what is coming against you.
Amen.
Y'all didn't hear me. Because some of y'all are more powerful than you think you are. Because you got the good shepherd with you. If you allow the good shepherd to lead you and to guide you and to speak for you, you have more power than you think you have.
Amen.
David realized that his earthly power meant nothing against this spiritual world. So he completely submitted himself to the Lord. He completely gave himself to the Lord. Because he realized that even if the Lord led him to green pasture, he won't make you rest. What God does when he leads you to green pasture, he spiritually corrals us. In other words, he put us in a place where we can find rest. But when we get there, we must understand that there's going to be conflict, there are going to be issues, there are going to be trials, and there are going to be tribulations. But if you got the good master, you understand you can still find rest. Because even when you look at sheep, when they get to their pastures, if they can't find resolution to the conflict in the herd, they don't rest well. And you're saying, well, Pastor, sheep have conflict? All animals have conflict. And if they have conflict that they have not resolved amongst themselves, they won't find rest. And if there are flies amongst them, Lord, have mercy. Something that agitates them, that keep them from finding rest, they can't find rest. And if they fear that there's danger nearby, they can't find rest. But God said if you put on the whole armor, you can find rest. No matter if the flies are there, you'll find rest. No matter if conflict is there, you'll find rest. No matter if danger is lurking, you will find rest. Because you have on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6:14-17 says this, that when you put on the whole armor of God, you put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet will be shodded with the preparation of the gospel of God and the gospel of peace, which means no matter what you go through, you can still speak to your situation. Somebody ought to be giving God some praise in here. It says that you will put on the shield of faith. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, you won't lose your faith. You will still yet believe that God can remove whatever it is in your life that's causing you to have issues. Somebody ought to give God some praise.
Amen.
The word says not only will you put on the shield of faith, but you will put on the helmet of salvation. Everything that you do will be related to you finding your way to heaven. Every decision that you make will be related to you getting to heaven. Which means if you got to turn the cheek and let them slap the other one, you will turn that cheek and let them slap the other one.
That's right.
In other words, you won't let what they say bother you. Because you know that you are chosen, you are God's child, and your destination is heaven.
Right.
Somebody will give God some praise in here. And then the 17th verse said, the sword of the Spirit you will carry with you. And that sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Church, if you want to find your way out of a situation, use God's words. If you want to find deliverance, use God's words. If you need healing, use God's word, because there's power in the word of God.
Right.
The Bible says that when you speak God's word, you set the enemy aflee, which means he can't stay where you are. He got to remove himself because he realized that you have more power than him. Somebody ought to be giving God some praise in here. Because David said, if I submit myself to all that God has for me as a sheep, I allow myself to be led by him. Not only will he lead me to blessings, not only will he lead me to green pastures, but he also said he will lead me beside the still waters, which means what comes in my life will become. No matter what situation I find myself, I find peace. No matter if they ostracize me, I got peace. Criticize me, I got peace. Dehumanize me, I got peace. Marginalize me, I got peace. Disenfranchise me, I got peace, because I got God. He is my shepherd, he's my protector, he's my keeper, he's my spokesman, he's my Lord, he's my Baalad, he's everything that I need. And as long as I got him, I don't need anybody else. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open, if there would be one. Time is now. Find him while he is near. The Bible says surely come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today to say thank you, Master, for all what you share with us today. We pray, Master, that we are able to stand in a place of peace because we realize that you are our good shepherd and that you lead us to places where we can find your power. And not only do you lead us there, but Master, while we're there, you protect us, you keep us, and you provide for us that we may find calm in our life. We ask now that you allow us to take that with us so that we can stand in the face of the enemy. For we understand that surely as we leave this place, he's waiting on us to try us, to tempt us, and to make us lose our gifts. But we thank you now for giving us what we need that we can stand. And we pray now, Master, that we take this with us as we leave this place, and that it watch over, protect us, and keep us until we can return back to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let the heart sing, amen. Amen.